really the way that it's important to really address some of these key issues that U.S. poultry and eggs looking for is you will have to get out into the field, in my opinion, to really understand what are some of the key challenges and issues and what are the opportunities to work on, whether it's poultry nutrition, whether it's management, whether it's welfare. I just really feel like that's important, is this whole networking. And it doesn't just start at the graduate school level and end. I mean, it's all through your career.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible. Anatox, partnering with the world's food producers to develop and deliver innovative programs to efficiently produce safer food. BASF provides sustainable, high-performing ingredients that enhance the quality and productivity of your poultry feed. Kerry, proven on the farm, trusted on the plate. Kerry is where technology is made. The Poultry Science Association is dedicated to advancing poultry science worldwide. Learn more at poultryscience.org.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Poultry Nutrition Black Belt. I'm your host, Dr. Pratima Adhikari from Mississippi State University. We have another exciting and very famous and very good guest today, and who's going to share a lot of experience about in his what he has been in his last so many years in his poultry field. We have Dr. Bill Dozier. He's an extension specialist and professor. Dr. Dozier, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you, Dr. Dozier, and we are really looking forward in next couple of minutes to learn about academic career that you have in poultry and poultry nutrition. So here today, this conversation going to be more like how we can give an advice and how you can share your experience with young people who want to develop career in the poultry, in poultry nutrition and poultry overall. Dr. Dozier, can you introduce a little bit on your current role?
Okay, yes. Currently, I'm a 75% extension appointment with a 25% research appointment. Prior to this, I started out my career at the University of Georgia as an extension scientist with 100% extension appointment. So there, a little over around three and a half years, moved to Starkville, Mississippi at the USDA ARS lab, was there about approximately 5 years. And then in 2008, moved over to Army University, and I've served as a 80% research position, 20% teaching until 2019, and then served as department head and executive director of the Charles C. Miller Research and Education Center. And then recently in 2024, stepped down from department head role and entered into an extension role. So that's kind of been my background probably over the last 24 years.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. And you have, I can tell, like you have a lot of experience and in a different areas and different location and in different titles and different heads and hats. Thank you for sharing that. Dr. Dozier, we're going to dive into the career growth in poultry nutrition. So what is there skills that you want to share that for a new upcoming professionals?
I think this is a very important topic. And, oftentimes, it falls under mentoring, but I really look at this in two different phases. Phase one, I want to talk a little bit about graduate students and maybe how they can expand their really professional development going through graduate school. From the nutrition side, we've got opportunities like the Arkansas Nutrition Conference. We've got the Alabama Feed and Grain Association. They have the poultry nutrition seminar that's held in Huntsville, Alabama in April. And so those are really two great venues for graduate students to be able to attend, network with the industry nutritionist, and really, talk about and learn about what's really important facing our industry. Because I think that's really important, is knowing the really what are the major issues out there and what are the opportunities? Because, that also can help, move their graduate program as well. But oftentimes when they get out, at least they have a good appreciation of what are the opportunities, you know, in our industry and what's about to come up forefront. So another big opportunity that I see here recently, I've noticed that when I was going through graduate school, we did not have the opportunity. And that was, we have companies that are interested in having internships with graduate students. And I've had a couple of students that have participated in an internship. One of my students finished their degree, master's degree, and before they started a PhD, they did one with Avigen for during the summer. That worked out well. And then during COVID, during the summer, I had another student that did one with Mount Air and worked through formulation and so forth. I mean, they couldn't be on site, but at least they could do things remotely and remote into conference calls and got assigned projects and so forth. And I just recently saw an example of one with Wayne Sanderson. They had, advertising something on feed scheduling or something, as a topic. So, there's opportunities out there. And I think it bodes well for our students to have the initiative to reach out. And if they're at IPPE, if they're at the International Poultry Scientific Forum, and they see somebody, just go up to them and start trying to start the dialogue and interact with them.
Yeah, I agree. I think currently we have a lot of resources and a lot of opportunity than what we had several years ago in poultry nutrition field and poultry overall. Especially you're talking about these internships and you're doing an internship as a graduate student in between a master's and PhD program, or even between during the PhD program, right? You can spend a summer or something like that just to learn. And I think it's going to give them a very real-time snapshot of, and there's an opportunity for employer and also a potential employee just to know. I think that's a very good opportunity, and I agree with you. Dr. Dozier, what are some of the things that you would advise this student to do? Like if they want to, build and go ahead and create, they start as a master's program compared to an undergraduate program, like what they need to look at? I mean, really, is there something like a secret key or something?
No, I don't think really a secret key. It's more of just continually building and networking. I cannot underestimate, the importance of, networking with industry professionals. I think that is truly key. And as we know, I mean, we have different professors out there that run programs differently. And, some students may not have the opportunities as others as well. I think at some places, and I've seen this happen, where we would, bring in some guest industry professionals and meet with the graduate students and talk with, our students. So we at Auburn, we have a graduate student club. It's formally organized, and our graduate student club invites industry speakers from all different disciplines. It could be welfare, it could be production, it could be nutrition, product quality, food safety. So that's a way that at Auburn that our graduate club has really looked into professional development, and with the advisor Dr. Wilmer Pacheco. So that's one way that what we're doing at Auburn is trying to integrate the graduate students, to show them what are the various opportunities. Also, that something that's very important is I see a lot of advertisements on different webinars. So, for example, there's an incubation company that has one once a month. And so a student could sign up for that, get on the webinar and learn about incubation and hatchery sanitation or what have you. And that's just one example. There's others. And I think since COVID, these webinars have really, provided some enhanced opportunities for our students. So
I agree, Dr. Dozier. I mean, it's just not about internship and hands-on, but also these webinars and these materials that has been shared a lot and before it was never shared. I think there are so many resource opportunities resource-wise for new graduate students and even for new assistant professors, right? I mean, even professors to learn.
With science-led solutions that are sustainable, proven, and effective, BASF helps you tackle the challenges of poultry nutrition. We offer high-quality feed ingredients that enable a more sustainable production and help you achieve your animal performance targets. We call it the science of sustainable feed that succeeds.
Okay, switching gear a little bit here, what kind of advice do you have anything for a new emerging assistant professor in the poultry nutrition field?
A good point, because we have assistant professors that come from a lot of different backgrounds. It can be international as well as domestic. And so, they get put into a faculty position and now they're required to produce, whether it be, grant money, research, even from an extension, like extension scholarship and working with the industry. And so, I think this is an area that's extremely important, regardless of what your appointment is, and really interacting with industry professionals. I think that's really the next step out of graduate school and very, very important. And so, if you're at meetings, just take the initiative to go up and talk to some of these industry professionals. Make yourself available to go out into the field and with them and so forth. They're so busy. But if someone takes the initiative to, is looking for networking and mentorship and learning more about from a field setting, then I think they'd be very open to that and really understanding the key issues. So we all know that U.S. Poultry and Ag has two research proposal opportunities annually. And really the way that that's important to really address some of these key issues that U.S. Poultry and Ag is looking for is you will have to get out into the field, in my opinion, to really understand what are some of the key challenges and issues and what are the opportunities to work on, whether it's poultry nutrition, whether it's management, whether it's welfare. I just really feel like that's important, is this whole networking. And it doesn't just start at the graduate school level and end. I mean, it's all through your career.
Yeah. No, I agree, and I think we all of us agree here, whoever are listening or watching us, is that networking and knowing more people, either professionally and understanding and making a connection there, never stops, and it should not be stopped. That's how we grow, right? Every day is a learning day. Dr. Dozier, I think you had a very good you have shared a very good things to our graduate students, as well as new faculty or faculty or professionals who are listening today, who are in their poultry career and poultry field. And again, at the end of the show, I want to share something. I was an assistant professor, and I feel like the more you work and more you network and people know about your work, and I think that that's a little bit convenient there, because then you have to address, because you're addressing the industry need right there. And that's how, people know you by your work. And then you go and network and you're not done. Like every time, every day is a networking. So I really agree on what you said.
Yeah, and I'd say that in addition to networking, I would leave this to both graduate students and young faculty. Everyone has strengths and everyone has weaknesses, and there's areas to work on. And I would really encourage people, if there's on both sides of it, if you want to, we can always find ways to improve. And if we want to strengthen our strong points, we can. But also, I think more importantly, if we identify some areas that we need to work on to improve, just look out and be resourceful and read up and, find ways that we can improve ourselves professionally, whether it's, you know, communication, interpersonal skills, or what have you, because the poultry industry is a people business, and learning and improving on your personal skill, interpersonal skills is very, very important. So that would be a real big take home message I would leave to any of our graduate students and young faculty.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Dozier. It was great having you. Thank you for sharing all your experience and wise messages to our young people out there. Thank you.
I just appreciate the opportunity and just to be able to share some of these, I think, very important ways that it's to help graduate students as well as young faculty network and really interact with our industry, because they really, our industry leaders would certainly, they look to interact with our, people from the academia and really form a partnership between industry and academia, I think is really, really important. So whatever you can do to strengthen that relationship in your state or region or even national is very, very important.
I agree with that. And thank you so much for providing your valuable time and coming here and talking in our podcast. We really enjoyed having you. For all the listeners and viewers, thank you for signing in. This is your host, Dr. Pratima from Mississippi State University, and we are in the Poultry Nutrition Black Belt. Until the next episode, I'm going to sign off and thank you all. Bye.